you the second time around here. It's all right.
It's all right.
Keep in mind, after your father leaves for a few days, you think you're running.
All right. So the Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph, the Gemara quotes Braisa from Reb Shimon. Gemara says, Tani Reb Shimon Omer, Kol Suda Sheinu Shal Mitzvah Ein Talmud Chacham Rashi Lehanus Mimena. Any Suda which is not a Suda's Mitzvah, and Talmud Chacham can't be Nene from it. So Gemara says, Kigon Mai, seemingly what's a Suda Sheinu Shal Mitzvah? So Rabbi Yochanan, Kigon Bas Kohen Li Yisrael, if a daughter of a Kohen marries a Yisrael, who Bas Talmud Chacham La'amaret, or alternatively, if a daughter of a Talmud Chacham marries an Amaret. That's the Gemara's example of a suda she'ena shel mitzvah, a suda which doesn't qualify as a suda's mitzvah, and that kind of a suda is such that a Talmud Chacham can't partake in it. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos Perakei Halacha Beis paskins this Gemara. You can look here at the third source on page 1. Towards the end of the Halacha, the Rambam says a Chacham should always eat a little, he shouldn't eat in public, he shouldn't eat in the shuk. In the third to last line of the Rambam, he says, Ve'ein roi lo lechel ela besuda shel mitzvah bilvad, Kegon sudas erisin v'nesuin, v'hu sheyeh talmud chacham shenasa bas talmud chacham. As long as he can only eat from the suda if it's a bas talmud chacham who marries a talmud chacham. Okay, now according to this rabbi, what's the pigam in the suda such that the talmud chacham can't partake in it? Why is the talmud chacham not allowed to eat at this suda? So what would you say for this Rambam? Simply, what kind of a halacha is this? No, not Bittul Torah. Shul, what would you say? What kind of halacha is this? Sounds like it did in Hilchos Deos, right? It's not covered for a Talmud Chacham to participate with Amaratzim if they're sitting around at a Suda. Is that what it sounds like? L'chura. Problem is, the Kesef Mishnah points out that it's only usur for a Talmud Chacham to participate in such a Suda if it's a Bas Talmud Chacham La'am Aretz. But, says the Kesef Mishnah, Dimash Madafka Hani, Lefisha Yordin Migdulasan. Right? Somebody is stepping down in the marriage. Aval Shavim Shari. But for example, if it's a Bas Amaretz who marries an Amaretz, then it's mutter for Talmud Chacham to participate in the Suda. So if you want to say like Shua that the problem here is a halacha and Hilchos Deos, that a Talmud Chacham shouldn't participate in a Suda with Amaratzim, why is it mutter for him to participate in a Suda of a Bas Amaretz, La Amaretz? You should say Kol Shekein V'Kal V'Chomer, it should be Aser. No?
It seems like it would be Aser.
Well, the Kesef Mishnah thinks it's not true.
Yeah, but from the Rambam itself,
why? But who she a Talmud Chacham shenasa bas Talmud Chacham? Aha. So you want to read the Rambam as saying this. Ela besuda shel mitzvah bilvad. Right? It has to be a sudas mitzvah. And even of certain sudas mitzvahs, only certain kinds of sudas mitzvahs. Right? A sudas mitzvah where you have Talmud Chacham. Ah. That's how you want to read it. Okay. But according to the Kesef Mishnah, how do you explain the Rambam? According to the Kesef Mishnah, how do you explain the Halacha? I should say Kol Shekein it should be Aser to participate if there are more Amaratzim there. The Meiri in Pesachim Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph is even clearer in interpreting the Gemara. Meiri says it's not a halacha in Hilchos Deos. It's not about the frivolity that's going to take place at the wedding. But he says Kol Suda She'ena Shel Mitzvah Ein Talmud Chacham Rashi Lehanus Mimena V'Yesh Sudas Ereshin She'ena Shel Mitzvah Kegon Bas Talmud Chacham La'amaretz O Bas Kohen Af B'She'ena Talmud Chacham LeYisrael. So one second. The Meiri is now explicit in the Gemara that in a case of Bas Talmud Chacham La'am Aretz, this Sudas Eirsin V'Nisuin is no longer defined as a Sudas Mitzvah. So here you have to explain, how did this thing, which is a mitzvah, Sudas Eirsin V'Nisuin, how did it lose its status as a mitzvah just by virtue of the fact that it's a Bas Talmud Chacham La'am Aretz, or a Bas Kohen LeYisrael? That's Mafkia, the mitzvahs Nisuin V'Eirsin? How could it? So in order to understand what's going on in the Gemara here in Pesachim and how we're mafkia the Shem Sudas Mitzvah, take a look at a Gemara in Kedushin and Daf Ayin Amud Aleph. You have on page 2. The Gemara here reads, Amar Rav Ada Bar Ada, V'amila Amar Rav Sela, Amar Rav Amnuna, Kol Anose Isha Sheina Hoganes Lo. If you marry a woman who's not appropriate for you, Aliyo Kofasa V'Akadosh Baruch Hu Rotzo. So Aliyo ties you down, and Akadosh Baruch Hu gives you Malkus. Vitana al kulam Elio kosev Hakadosh Baruch Hu chosem. Elio writes it and Hakadosh Baruch Hu signs it. Oilo leposel azaru lepogemes mishpachto. Ulanose isha she'eno hoganes lo. Right, so oilo to somebody who marries a woman who's not appropriate for them to marry. Similarly, the Gemara in Daf Ayinim and Beis in Kedushin, the Gemara elaborates. Amir vadin barada marav kol anose isha she'eno hoganes lo. Kisha Hakadosh Baruch Hu mashra shchinaso. Meid al kol hashvatim ve'in meid alav. Okay, so when the Ashras, Ashchina, and all the Shvatim, He won't be mashra shchinaso on somebody who marries an isha she'ena hogenes lo. Shenemar shivtei ya edus li Yisrael. Emas I have edus li Yisrael. Bezman shashvatim shivtei ya. So it sounds like if you marry an isha she'ena hogenes lo, so you're losing out on the status of shivtei ya, and you won't have ashra sashchina in this marriage. The Yushalmi in Maseches Ksavis, in the second parak, the Yushalmi also has this concept of Isha She'ena Hogeneslo. Here the Yushalmi reports, Amar Biyosi Berabun, Af Misha Yenose Isha She'ena Hogeneslo, Krov of Mimalin Chavios Kloyos Ve'egozim, so the relatives fill up barrels with nuts, V'shovrim Lefnei Atinokos, they would break it in front of the children, V'atinokos Malaktin V'omrim Nikzas Ponim Yemishpachto. Okay, you marry Isha She'ena Hogeneslo, the children all say, you're cut off from the family. Okay, when you divorce the Isha Hogeneslo, then they say, oh, he came back into the family. So I ask you, what is this Isha She'ena Hogeneslo that the Gemara in Kiddushin says that Kshakarish Baruch Hu Mashra Shechinaso, he's not Mashra on this marriage? Or that the Gemara in Kiddushin says that Eliyo Kofaso Vakarish Baruch Hu wrote so? What's an Isha She'ena Hogeneslo? So Rashi on the Gemara says, Psulolo. Right, you're talking about a woman who's possible for you to marry. Seemingly, he's talking about Chayvei Krisos, or Chayvei Lavin, or Chayvei Asei. Amon al Chayin Gadol, Gush of Achlutz Lekoyin Hedjo, Tachoso. Okay, why is that Rashi difficult? Well, yeah, it's Pasha. The Marshal there points out, this is too obvious. V'kashe pshita shelo yisa masha asar laba Torah. Right, it can't be that that the Gemara here is talking about something which is really, clearly asar, explicitly asar in the Torah. So what can it be? Elanir lefarish. We're not dealing with a vade psul. We're dealing with a suffik psul. So there's no real punishment, because you could say it's a suffik. But Alpha Pichin, the Gemara says, that you shouldn't marry a woman with a suffik psul. Okay? The Pnei Yeshua has a similar shita. Have a page 3 in the Marma Komos. Pnei Yeshua just asks the question a little more sharply. He says, in the third line, the lule pirusho haya nearly liyashe, de lechora hadikamar hacha ka no se isha she'ena hogenes lo. Lav shenose isha psula vadayis. Can't be a real psul. Bazel lo shayich lomer el yo kofasov HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrote so. Da ika dina ba'ara shabezen motzino samimenu. Right, it can't be a real psul because then bezen would punish you. Malkus bide adam. That's why would the Gemara invoke this cryptic malkus of Eliyahu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, so what could it only be? So he says it's talking about a chshash psul. Okay, in the spirit of the Marshal. Okay, what's interesting is that both the Pnei Yeshua and the Marshal fundamentally agree with Rashi, seemingly, right? The only thing that could constitute such a psul and an ishus is one of the psulim that the Torah articulates, chayvei lavin, chayvei krisos, chayvei asei, except that this is a case of suffik, so it's a diluted form of the Torah's psul. The Taj Beitz in his Perish on Avos disagrees with this whole line of interpretation, and he says, you can see in the second paragraph in the Taj Beitz, lupogem es mishpachto. Sorry. The end of that first line in the second paragraph in the Magen Avos de Tashbetz. V'hanose isha she'ena hogeneslo, kigon hanose bas am haaretz ba'al averos. What the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Ayin is referring to when it says that Eliyahu kofasov HaKadosh Baruch Hu rotzo, it means you marry the daughter of an am haaretz ba'al averos. Right, the father is Navarian. Okay. So why does that warrant Eliyahu Kofasov HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rotzo? You're not dealing with a psul. So he says, Misham Shaso Nida, V'yafa Bishayin Mamzer Min Anida Havlad Eino Hagun. Okay, it sounds like he's saying the problem is the daughter doesn't know Hilchos Nida. She'll end up having Diyar or Tashmish when she's a Nida. And then you'll have a child who's Pogum. Because the Vlad Nida, even though he's not a Mamzer, is a Vlad Pogum. So he disagrees with the line of Rashi and the Marshal and the Pnei Yeshua. We're dealing not with a real psul, not even a suffix of a psul, but just bas amaretz. Why? Because v'chshash of averos. Yeah.
We're saying that the girl that he's marrying is a bas.
So it's not clear. I think that he means that she is not a bas nida. It sounds like. Right. It's a chshash that you're going to have a bias iser. Right. That's the reason for Yishen Hogeneslo is that you will have a bias iser. Your children won't have Asherah Sashchina because your children will be Pegumim and therefore Kadosh Baruch Hu Mashar Shechinaso, he's not going to be Mashar Shechinaso Alacha. Okay? Does everybody agree with that interpretation of the Tash Beitz? The other interpretation is to say that you're marrying a Bas Peguma because she was born from a Bias Nida.
Because the father is born.
Right.
Jonah suggested that essentially that's why the
which interpretation are you taking?
According to the second one.
But do you think that reads into the?
I thought that it did the pashas.
Kigon hanose basam aretz balaveros misham shaso nida. Right, she's misham eshem as a nida. I think that's.
How would you read it the other way?
Yeah, I don't hear the other way of reading it. Melman, what were you thinking?
No, I agree that was your way to read it. I was just confirming that you were reading it.
Yeah. Okay, so you're in consent. Kaftar Farah. Okay. No angry comments from anybody in the back of the room disagreeing? Or? I know. It sounds like this is what the Avera is, that you're going to violate this Avera. Because it seems like the subject is the Basam Aretz, not the Esha Sam Aretz. Right, according to the second read, you should shift the subject from the Bas. But she's Misham Shaso Nida. She's serving him, otherwise, maybe Misham Shaso Nida, the Amaretz is the Boa.
Doesn't it the same thing as
No, because they're saying suffix psul. Okay, he's not saying suffix psul, he's saying just amaretz.
Yeah, but he's still doing something like that's actually a violation of the law.
Okay, so the reason for this psul of Eina Hogenes Lo is a projection that there will be a bias isser.
Hasn't happened yet.
Right, hasn't happened yet. Yeah.
Doesn't Eina Hogenes Lo mean it's not fit for him?
Yeah.
This seems like it's not fit for anybody.
So I think you'd say, right, so it's it. It's not fit for him, and him being a general, a universal him.
Yeah, but the first answer, Rashi's answer,
correct.
That would be true
as well. Yeah.
Why does he have this line about half the imam during that meeting?
Because he's saying, I mean, if it's all about the bias iser, because he's trying to explain the Gemara why there's no ashras, why it's, there's no ashras ashchina for the future generations.
It's not because.
So he's saying it's because not just because there was a bias iser in the past, but because it remains as a pgam throughout the children.
It seems like the malchus itself is all for the actual bias.
The boel, yeah, absolutely. The malchus is for the boel, but then. Shifteya edus liyisrael. That's referring to future generations, which are pegumim. Right? If it was just a bias iser without a pegam in the vlad, you couldn't justify that line in the Gemara. Akol panim Rashi and Machzor Vitri and Simin Tav Chav Ches. Lichora is sosa what he writes on the Gemara, because Rashi says venosa ishash eina againes lo, half al pisha eina peguma, even though there's no pegam in the isha herself. Kigon chaver labas am aretz, like a case of the bas am aretz to tamachacham. Wait a second. Rashi on the Gemara said that we're dealing with a psul. Rashi here says we're dealing with a bas amar satam chacham. More importantly, how does Rashi get this idea that you could talk about Hogenes Lo just by virtue of the fact that she's a bas amaretz? Why should that constitute Eina Hogenes Lo in the Gemara? At least according to the Tashbits, you're saying because you're projecting a bias nida. Now, Rashi doesn't say it's because of projection of bias nida. Why should there be a chisaron in the ishus, such as lo yoko fasto and eno masha shchinasa al ashvatim? You can see the pushback against Rashi Shita from the Rashbash. The Rashbash is the son of the Tashbetz.
Just to clarify, Rashi and Masavishi is understanding
Shayna
Hogenes Lo, Shayna Kedai, right?
What's that?
He's understanding the Gemara in the same way he's understanding it is here from the Masavishi, right? He says, Shayna Hogenes Lo, Shayna Kedai, Lo, Bakal.
Rashi says, Eno Hogenes Lo, Psulolo.
What?
And the Gemara Rashi is psulolo.
Isn't someone who's not kedai lo bakal pasul?
Right.
So in the first line, and then later he says what
did
his other thing.
Alright, so it sounds like.
So there's no
stira. Why?
He's understanding Gemara as Shaino Genesla was talking about Shaina kedai lo bakal, first line.
And that's interpreted as bas amaretz.
No. That's the pasul. And then he says later, the
I mean, there are two dinim in.
Yeah.
Okay. You think these are two separate dinim? I thought Rashi seems to be saying that maybe.
It's not also a Eno Kedai. But it was someone Eno Kedai Lovabakal.
Right, it sounds like you can't say that's Eno Kedai Lovabakal. Uh huh. Interesting. I'm not sure. Let me think about it. But Rashi is definitely interpreting Eno Hogenes Lo, at least in the second sense. Of somebody who doesn't have a real pagam, but in the spirit of kigon chaver lebasamart. You want to say there are two dinim in Eino Hogenes Lo, a real psul,
yeah.
Right? That's for sure, also. And then even this kind of, fair enough. The Rashbash pushes back against this whole position of Rashi. As you can see in Simon Shinai and Hey, the Shid Rashbash, son of the Tashbates. Isha she'en ba shum psul, and again, he's interpreting Ein Hogenes lo. Hogenes hila gadol she b'Yisrael, de'en katan v'gadol b'Yisrael. Once you step out of the category of Chayve Lavin or Chayve Aseh or Chayve Krisos, there's no such caste system where you could distinguish between Katan v'gadol b'Yisrael. Right? A Jew's a Jew. So where do you get this made-up category of Yuchsin, of Bas Amara, Tzatam HaChacham? Right? Once you're a Kasher Yisrael, you're a Kasher L'Kohen Gadol Tzatam HaChacham. Similarly, maybe this is the position of Rabbeinu Bachya la Torah, although it's not as clearly articulated as it is in the Rashbash. Rabbeinu Bachya just writes, Nogel Maisa for this week's Parsha, Nadav and Aviyu, what was their Avera? So one day in the Rabbeinu Bachya is that their Avera was that they didn't get married. Right, so why didn't they get married? So you can just see here on top of page 4, because they were Gasei Aruach, they said, Ache Avinu Melech, Avinu Kohen Gadol, Ache Imenu Nasi Yisrael, Anu Skane Kehuna, Eze Isha Haguna Lanu. Right, they said, we're such Bar Yuchsen, Bar Avos, that who in Klal Yisrael is right to marry us. Right, so the Rabbeinu Bachya quotes a pasuk in Tehillim to prove this. Bachura v'achla eish, referring to Nadav Aviyu, v'vesulosav lo holulu. Lama bachura v'achla eish, al ki v'vesulosav lo holulu. Right, why were they consumed? Because they didn't want to get married. Right, so the Chora, he's saying that this argument, we're such bar yuchsin, that no one is hogenes lanu, that is not a fair argument. Right, that's why Nadav Aviyu were actually punished. You could read it nicely into the pasuk of Bachur Besulosav Lo Halulu. The simple pshat in that pasuk in Tehillim is that they didn't get married, and Lo Halulu is referring to simply the chasana itself. As the Radak there points out, that we say Be Hilulim. Right, part of the shame chasana is that you have singing and instruments celebrating it. So when it says Besulosav Lo Halulu, it means that they didn't get married at all. But you could say, according to Rabbeinu Bachya, that Besulos of the Holu means that they didn't praise the Besulos Yisrael because they claimed that they were on a higher level of Yichus from the rest of Klal Yisrael. Okay. So you see, this is the pushback to Rashi Shita. But Rashi himself seems to be arguing that there is some sort of pgam in Bas Amar Satam Echacham, such that it justifies what the Gemara in Daf Ayin says of Eliyahu Kofasa Kodesh Baruch Hu Rotzo and Einar Nikra Shifteya. Okay, so how would we explain such a halacha? How would we explain why this creates some sort of flaw in the actual ishus, even though it's not a concrete yuchsin? So here I think you could point in two directions. One possibility is to say that there's a chshash here in terms of the puruvu. Okay, if you marry an isha she'ena hogenes lo, then we're concerned that the children will turn out to be rishayim. The Miri says this explicitly in Kedushin Daf Ayin. Middle of page 4. Roy la'adam she'izar b'nisuin she'ishtadla v'yitrach b'bath zug miyuchesas u'bas abos. You should always try to marry somebody's bas abos. Lepnei she'teva ha'tolados nimshach achari teva ha'molidin v'yosar le'teva ha'imahos. The child genetically follows the mother more than the father. V'chol anose isha she'eno hogenes l'she'mamon havin lo banim she'eno mehuganim. And if you marry a woman who's not appropriate for you, then the children will turn out inappropriate. This is true, even if you can't find a real concrete psul. Okay. So the Meir here seems to be saying that anytime you find Rishayim, it's a remez that there's some sort of psul. But the problem here is the problem that the children are going to turn out to be Rishayim ve'enam mehuganim. So you might say that the Meir is l'shitaso. Okay, the Meiri in the sugya and Pesachim Daf Mem Tes said that there's no sudas mitzvah if you marry an isha she'ena hogenes lo. Why is there not a sudas mitzvah? So you'd say, according to the Meiri, the mitzvah of isha is related to the mitzvah of puravu. And the moment you know, one moment there's reason to suspect that the children will turn out to be rishayim, so that's a chisaron already in the mitzvah of isha. It's almost like an isha she'ena nitan l'piriyah v'ribya. So the Miri is contending, this is why there's a real chisaron in Isha Shein Hogenes Lo. Not because of the Chalos Ishas itself, but because of the mitzvah Puravu. And insofar as Puravu is a key in the mitzvah of Ishas, you have a chisaron in the Ishas. Okay? Miri is Lishitaso also in the Gemara and Brachos, Daf Yudam and Aleph. The Gemara there has a story with Yoshia and Yeshaya, where Yoshia is told He says, why am I going to have this punishment? So he's told him, okay, because he didn't have children. So he says, well, I didn't have children. Right, because I saw that I would have children who are Rishayim. So he says, it's not an excuse. Right, even if you know Baruch HaKodesh, so you could have Banim Rishayim, you still have to engage in Puri Ribya. Because you don't know the secrets of the Kaddish Baruch Hu. So the Meiri explaining that Gemara says, Maran Baruch Hustaf Yod, Mitzvahs Aseh Shel Puri Ribya, Ein Lo Adam Lafki Al Shem Shu Choshed Es Atzmo, O Bazugo Shlo Laharo Zera Hagun. Right? You shouldn't abstain from Puri Ribya just because you're Choshed that you won't have Kasher children. But, Umi Kalmakom in the third line, Yishtadal Bizivugo B'mashe Roy Lehishtadal B'basazug, Achayir Kimiskavin Bizivugo Laholid Banim Hagunim. But still, nonetheless, you should do the best that you can do to marry an Isha who's going to have kashra children for you. Okay, so you see the Meiri here again is assuming that the din of Isha Hogenes Lo is a kiyam in banim mehuganim. Okay? Clear? Good. So that's one way of understanding the psul of Isha Hogenes Lo. It's not a psul in the Ishas per se, it's a psul in the Puravu. And insofar as Puravu is related to the Ishas, you have a chisar in the Ishas. If, however, you hold that the Puravu is divorced from the Ishas, then the Ishus, the Chalos Ishus, will be totally fine on its own. Okay, so the Meiri is only able to explain the Gemara Psachman. There's no shame Sudas Mitzvah in this case, because he holds that the Puravu is affecting the Mitzvah of the Ishus at that point. This also seems to be the Shita of the Medrash Tanayim. Just look on the bottom of page 4. The Medrash says, Ki yeh li'ish ben soro more, mi garam lo lios bino soro more, al shenasa isha she'enam hu genes lo. Right, so again, you see that the chisaron of Einam Uganis law is a kitin in the Puruvu. Al kol panim, the Tosefta in Maseches Sota seems to take a very different approach. This is still page 4. The Tosefta seems to say the problem here is not in the Puruvu, but it seems to be a halacha in Hilchos Deos. Right, if you marry someone who's not appropriate for you, different value system, come from different backgrounds, so you're always going to be fighting. So Tosefta says, Rabbi Meir Omer, is Parakei Alachid Aleph. Anose Isha Sheina Hogenes Lo Over Mishum Chamisha Lavin. Mishum Baltikom, Baltitor, Baltisna Sachicha Bababecha, Bahavta Larecha Kamocha, Bechechecha Imach. Right, you see, all the violations, these are not halachos of Hilchos Evan Ezer. There's no chisaron in Hilchos Ishus. The chisaron is in Hilchos Deos. You'll always be fighting. Below Od, Elishim Vatal Piribribi Mina Olam. If you're always fighting, Mistama, you're not going to be Osek Bepuruvu, and you're not going to have children. Okay, so Tosefta seems to be saying this is not a fundamental halacha in Puravu. It seems to be a halacha in Bein Adam Lechavero, Bein Adam Leishto, and Hilchos Deos. Perhaps we could suggest a different approach here. Neither the approach of the Meiri and the Medrash Tanayim, not in Puravu, nor is it a halacha just in Hilchos Deos. But perhaps it's the halacha in Hilchos Ishos. Not Hilchos Puravu of Ishos. But just like the Torah stipulates that there are Chayvei Lavin, Chayvei Aseh, Chayvei Krisos, Torah also says that there are psulim that aren't isurim, they're not in the category of isurim or lavin, but there are dinim of hilchos ishus where the chalos ishus will be impacted by lower level pigamim. And those pigamim are defined by bas kohen li Yisrael or bas tamachachim la maretz. What will be a makar for this? So the Torah in Bereishis Perek Beis, which is the makar of mitzvah ishus according to the smak, so the Torah says, "Alken yazav ishes aviv v'ima v'davak v'ishto v'hayi l'basar echad." So on that pasuk, the Svarno points out, you should always check the Svarno. There's a lot of lamdisha chidushim embedded in the Svarno. Serious. You have to kiss it every week when you do Shnayim Mikra. You have to look at the Svarno. When you do Shnayim Mikra, you should look at the Svarno. If you look at the Svarno, you do Shnayim Mikra.
Oh.
There's so much there. So Yazav es ishes aviv es ima v'davak b'ishto. So what does it mean? You should leave your family and cling unto your spouse. Roi she yishtadl ha'adam lisa isha hogenes lo v'ru'ya li davek bo. When the Torah says v'davak b'ishto, it's not just describing a metzias. The Torah is telling you a criteria for who you should marry. Marry someone who's royally davek bo. Right? Marry somebody who it's appropriate for you. You want to strive to be with them. Right, someone's going to elevate you. Gam sheit starich lazav asavimo. So why is this related to Hogan Aslo? Ki lo yeh dibok amiti bilti domim. Aval yeh bedomim bilvad. Ki az yechavnu l'das echad. If you have a bas amaretz to tam chacham, or even a bas kohen l'Yisrael, so they have different set of values, different backgrounds. There's an inherent incompatibility. Okay? Mesfarno saying, the ideal of v'hayi l'basar echad is only achievable within this concept of hogen aslo. This concept comes up in the Torah in another place also, in Bereishis Perek Chaf Dalet. So when Eliezer is sent to find a wife for Yitzchak, right, so Avram makes him take all these shvuas. So what does he tell him? He says, V'haya hanara asher amar elea hatina kadech, v'eshtev amra shtev gano lecha ashkeat, osa hochachta la'avdecha liyitzchak, uva eida ki asisi chesed madoni. Sorry, this is what Eliezer, actually, the promise that he makes with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So osa hochachta la'avdecha la'adoni. So Rashi says, why does he have this whole cheshbon of her doing gemias chesed? So Rashi says, im tia mi mishpachto vihogen eslo, eida ki asisa chesed. And he's saying that he needed to find out a woman who was appropriate to marry Yitzchak. So we know that Yitzchak was, or mishpachas Avram is involved in gemias chesedim. Akiyadati v'leman asher tzava es pincha achrecha lasus tzadko mishpat. So he says he had to find a wife who had those similar characteristics. So he had to make sure that she was a gemelas chesed. This becomes a tricky issue. The Rambam hilchos avodas kochav in perek yedalef halacha dalid. The Rambam says that what is it? What is nichush? Right? Nichush is somebody who makes a deal like Eliezer made. That if he comes to the well and there's a girl there who says gam l'gemelach hashteh, then also chach t'lav d'chol yitzchak. That's a classic case of nichush. So the Rambam says chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom that Eliezer violated this paradigm of nichush. So the Kesef Mishnah explains why what was Eliezer then doing? So he just says very nicely. Over here with Eliezer, there's a svara that dictates why he did it. See the top of page 6. Kesef Mishnah and Hichos of Azara. V'chayotzi b'zetoli ma'aseyem shel Eliezer yodeya haya shelo haya mizavgen ishel Yitzchak elo hogen eslo. Right, he knew that you could only marry Yitzchak off to somebody who's really appropriate for him. He was using this as a way of gauging that she's an Isha Hogeneslo. Right, but it wasn't just like a Nichash Balma. There was a Svara here for what he was trying to accomplish. Okay, so you have two possible. You definitely have a makar for the svarno, according to the svarno, on the pesukim and parak beis of Bereishis. You may also see this idea in the story of Eliezer and Rivka. What would be some nafgamina to this being a chalos in the actual ishus? That just like there are chayve lavin v'chayve aseh, there are quasi pegamim of hogen eslo. So you might try to prove this by showing that we apply dinim that normally extend only to chayvei lavin v'aseh, right, to these real strict halachos of Eben Ezer, and we extend them to hogen eslo. So one nafkamina would be suggested by the Rivash and Siman Tesvav that this concept of hogen eslo is nitam l'kfiyas bezdin. The Rivash says this pretty explicitly in Siman Tesvav. V'chein amru also adam shekayre shesbito ad she tigadav torim ploni ani rotze u'miyameinu lo re'inu misha micha b'ze. He says today we don't find anybody who objects to this concept of the girl assenting to who she marries. V'chein b'vas kohen obas tam chacham l'am aretz. V'chein bas am aretz o tam chacham. When it comes to this concept of bas tam chacham l'am aretz, v'lezem ha'yu bezin is kaken l'daktik al pi shuras adin v'nyani hazivugim l'chfosam ha'yu tzrichim l'chafos es kulam. See, explicitly, the Rivash assumes that if bezin were implementing Hilchos Eben Ezer nowadays, they would also implement this din of hogen eslo, a bas tam chacham lamar. So fundamentally, it's subject to kfiyas bezdin. Okay. Another nafkamina, or another way of proving this idea, could be shown from the Shid Marik Simen Kuf Samachav, famous Shid Marik. This is what Marik says, that if a son wants to marry somebody and the parent and the father objects, what's the halacha? What? Get married anyway. Famous story with the Rav, right? Met a girl in the University of Berlin. Moshe said it had passed nisht, right? The Rav said, Ayin Evan Ezer Simen. And Ramosha laughed and he said, Nitzchuni Banai, Nitzchuni Banai. And the thing is, if you look at the Shin Marik and Simen Kuf Samichvav, there's an important qualification here. Right? There's a certain condition that has to be met such that the father can't be mocha. What's that condition? It's only if she's haguna lo. So here, maybe if Moshe Salvechik saw the Marik inside, I don't know. We don't know what he would have said. What's the reason? Why is it contingent on hogenes lo? So the Marik offers two answers. One is that it's Sara Degufa, right? If this woman is appropriate for the son, then it's physical pain for him to not marry her. And we know that Kibud Av'eim doesn't extend to Sara Degufa. You don't have to mechavid your parents if it involves Sara Guf for you. The second answer is more important for us. He says, V'od, Dekarav Hadavar Be'enai Lios Kimitzave Labar Al Divrei Torah. It's as if the father is telling the son to violate him in a Mefurisha Mitzvah. Why is this a Mefurisha Mitzvah? He's not telling the son not to get married at all. He's simply telling him, don't marry this woman. Marry somebody else. So he's not violating the mitzvah of Kiddushin. He's saying, don't marry this woman. Pick a different woman. So l'chora, what the Marik is saying, is that the very mitzvah of Kiddushin is contingent on Hogeneslo. And if the father tells him to marry someone who's ain't Hogeneslo, someone other than the person who's designated as right for him, that's Kimitzava Lavar al Devrei Torah. Okay, so you can see that the whole question of whether you're fulfilling the mitzvah of Kiddushin, l'fi Marik, is predicated on whether it's Isha Hogeneslo or not. If it's Hogeneslo, then you have a mitzvah. If it's Ein Hogeneslo, it's not a mitzvah. Just give two other, running out of time, so let's give two other important nafkamina. The Ritva in Maseches Bava Basra Daf Kuf Amabez says that if you marry an Isha Shein Hogeneslo, in principle, the other family members could object. They have a right to be mocha, because anything that pertains to the entire mishpacha is nitan to their mechia. So another nafkamina. It's kind of like the kfiya of the Rivash, but here it's not kfiya spezdin, it's mechia of the family. But another important nafkamina is quoted in the Pesachei Tshuva b'shem the Moruk Tzia of Rabbi Yaakov Emden, where typically we don't make a bracha of Shechianu at a wedding, but the Pesachei Tshuva suggests that if she's an isha ha'haguna hi v'chaviva lo yivarech Shechianu. So it seems like the question of whether you make a Shechianu at a marriage itself depends on whether you know if there's an isha ogenes lo. Okay. Another nafkamina, it's quoted by the Shid Ma'arit in Chelek Beis in Yardei Asimin Memtes. It's also quoted in the Tshuva of the Rashba, that if somebody takes a shvua that they're going to marry a certain woman, and then it turns out that the isha is eina hagunalo, that's the phrase they use. So they say that you're pater from keeping the shvua. Why? Because adai to dahachi lo nishba. It's so assumed when you agree to marry somebody that you're assenting to the condition of Hogeneslo, that even if you take an explicit shvua that Avram will marry Sarah, if it turns out that Sarah is not Hogeneslo, however you define it, that gives him a right to opt out of the shvua. Okay. The final nafkamina that I want to discuss is why this is. All right, so it seems like it'd be much harder to argue, unless you just want to say it's just an umdana. It's much harder to argue if you don't think it's embedded in the mitzvah. I'm not sure. I don't think it's just a. Well. Yeah, but you might say that it's a daita dahachi nishba only because it's relevant to the shem isha. That's how I was reading it. Pretty sure. But one final nafkamino, this is why it's important for Shir Chazara, is the Sefer Chasidim in Simon Elef Kuf Chaf. It says that you're not mevarish simcha b'mono if the isha is an isha of she'eno hoganeslo. Right, so one way of reading this Sefer Chasidim is to say simply that if she's in a hoganeslo, then there's going to be less simcha at the wedding. Okay, just like if there's mixed seating, then there's less real simcha. Right, there's more frivolity perhaps, but there's less real simcha. So too, you might say that for some reason, if it's an isha she's in hoganeslo, so people aren't as happy, but there's no real simcha shal mitzvah at the ishas. It just seems a little more persuasive to suggest that what the Sefer Chasidim is saying, that's not a chisaron here simply in the simcha. It's not that there's lower or less simcha samitzvah at such an isha. Look for a second at Simon Tafkuf Yud Aleph in the Sefer Chasidim. So, you know, great story of medieval Ashkenaz. Echad haya Ashir, person is very wealthy. Vaydeh sharim lakach bas tovim bekoach, shlo baratzon isha, velo baratzon avi avima. Okay, so he grabbed this woman and he forced her to marry him. Okay, and he called the Chacham to come to the Suda. Amar bekalam al techad kivodi, ki eich yomur sha simcha b'mona. Right, how could he make simcha b'mona at such a marriage? Yichsiv velo avu shmoa avo ksiv. So from the two psukim that he quotes here, it seems that what Sefer Hasidim is suggesting is that there's a chisaron in mentioning the Shem Hashem in the Simcha B'mono at this wedding. Right? Bekalam al techad kivodi. You can't mention the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu at this Ishus. And similarly, lo avo shmoa, avo ksiv, an aleph, right? I won't come, HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't come to this Ishus. Please, give me trouble. No? Because the key, we're still talking about the key? Okay, we're about the key?
Okay. Isn't he just using the
Ki eich yomur shasim chavimono.
Right, because I don't want to participate in this casino, and you can't possibly say shasim chavimono because the woman is there and she like doesn't want to be there.
Oh, so I think he's explaining that you can't say simcha b'mono because bekelam atechad kavodi.
No, but you're interpreting bekelam bekalam atechad kavodi.
Wait, I don't understand that at all.
You're referring to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, but that's not what's going on right now. The Chacham is using bekalam atechad kavodi.
We'll just also point
to explain that you can't say shasimcha b'mono.
We'll also point that
no?
The pasuk was originally said.
And then velo avo shmoa. You think the Chacham?
No,
you
say bekalam
atechad kavodi. It was said by Yankiv about himself, not about Hakadosh
Baruch Hu. Yeah, but velo avo shmoa is referring to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. I just think the Chacham thinks that he's the Akash Baruch Hu. Right? Lo Avo Shmoa. But I won't be involved in it.
Right, that's what he's saying about himself, that he won't be involved in it. Because it's such
so the Chacham is saying, I won't be involved in it because I can't say Shasim Chav Mono?
No, it's not saying because you can't say Shasim Chav Mono, it's because the marriage is such a terrible thing, similar to that fact, is that you won't say Shasim Chav Mono.
And this is because there's less Simcha?
Yeah.
But your point still stands. Now the Sefer Hasidim in like Shin Sadi Gimel, rather he says it more clearly. No.
Well, Elof Kuf Chafi says you can't make Shasim Chav Mono.
No, also, but
okay, so we have a debate here. So we want to argue whether this is referring to the Chacham himself, according to these psukim, say he can mention his name at the Ishus, or whether he's saying I can't make Shasim Chav Mono because I can't refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu at this wedding. Right? I think he's using these psukim to refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? He can't mention his name. That's he's proving that from the fact that you can't make Shasim Chav Mono. But let me try to build up a rationale for why this is the case. The Sefer Itter, which we saw in Shir, suggests that the bracha of Shasim Chav Mono is a bracha that the Levim made every day in the Beis HaMikdash when they would say Shir. Right? Because that's the Mom, the Shechina. Right? That's the place where you have the greatest Hasharas HaShechina. And the bracha of Shasim Chav Mono is a bracha on that presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Kubia, what the Sefer Hasidim here is suggesting is that typically, at a good wedding of a haguna lo chasana, so then of course avo shmoa, and then bekalam techad kavodi, right? So when you want to talk about the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being present at a chasana, so you'll say simcha b'mono. This is considered a ma'on of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like the Levim said the shira on the ma'on of the Beis Hamikdash. But if it's an isha she'ena hogenes lo, which the Gemara in Kiddushin said ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashra shchinoso on an isha she'ena hogenes lo, that's not shifteya. That's the kind of ishus where you can't make shasim chav mono because you have no ashras hashchina. Kadosh Baruch Hu, mashu shchinaso al shvatim, eino mashu shchinaso alayim. So, kubet, the bracha of shasim chav mono here is indicative of the fact that there's a fundamental flaw in this kind of an ishus. Okay, so we might go back now just to the original Gemara which we began with, and we asked, how could it be that the Gemara says kol shuda sheinu shlam mitzvah just because you have an ishus sheinu hogenes lo, just because you have a bas tam chacham la ma'aretz? We say there's no mitzvah in the actual Ishus. So Lufiyan Isbar, we're suggesting that built into the mitzvah of Ishus itself is the notion that there has to be a royally davek bo, like the Svarno said. And the absence of that kind of ideal in the Ishus is a fundamental pagam. And the Gemara in Pesachim says one of those pagamim is that we no longer have a shame mitzvah, and a mela no longer have a shame sudas mitzvah. So Mirsham tomorrow will pick up with a broader chazara on the bracha of Simchat Torah.